Our moral relativism is almost wholly sexual. Almost nobody defends nuclear war or insider trading or oil spills or even smoking. But if it has anything to do with sex, it's justified, sanctified, and glorified, even if it's murder. Here are two examples of murder justified in the name of sex. One is divorce. Divorce is a form of suicide, and suicide is a form of murder. Divorce is a form of suicide because it's the suicide of the one flesh that was created by marriage. The basic unit of all society is the family. Suppose there was a society in which half the citizens committed suicide. What a desperately sick society. Well, that's us. And the only institution in the world that says no to divorce is the Catholic Church. But it's all about sex. Imagine there was some other practice, not connected to sex, as divorce is, that had these three very clearly and strongly documented effects. First, that it violated the most serious oath, the most important promise you ever made in your life to the most important person in your life. So it made you into a liar and a cheater and a betrayer. Second, it harmed the innocent children you brought into the world more deeply than anything else except direct physical or sexual abuse, scarred them for life, and made it much more difficult for them to be happy and stable persons in or out of their marriages. Third, it destroyed the single most essential building block of your society and of every society in history, the family, so that it destroyed not only the new one-flesh person that you and your spouse brought into the world and the happiness of the children for whom you are responsible, but also your entire society. Would any society tolerate such a thing? Of course not, unless it was part of the sexual revolution.